AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Russell Martin kicks off his Rangers reign tonight as they host Panathinaikos in the Champions League qualifiers. Could Danilo and Kieran Dowell play key roles in his new look side? And the Premier Sports Cup continues with Motherwell, Kilmarnock and Partick Thistle among the teams in action tonight. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio is Gordon DL.
Yeah, a lot of good football on tonight, but none more important along the road there at Ibrox, Andrew. I think it'll be a packed Ibrox Stadium tonight to see, obviously, Rangers kick off their campaign in the Champions League qualifying rounds. They'll all be wondering what style of football Russell Martin's bringing, what's the team going to be, what's the formation going to be. It's exciting times for Rangers under a new manager, new leadership from top to bottom, new players in. Can they produce tonight? It'll be difficult, but I think everybody's hoping they get a good result to take over there.
Yeah, there is that step into the unknown, really, for a lot of Rangers fans, because it is a new regime, a new manager. There are several new players. It looks as if there are going to be a couple of players starting that haven't played key roles in previous seasons, despite being at the club. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions out there for fans ahead of this game.
Yeah, and you touched on Danilo, for instance, tonight. It looks like he's going to start up front. Now, he was probably third choice striker last season, but a new manager comes in, gives a new lease of life to players. He starts again. He gives them, look, it's up to you to go and prove to me you can be a number one player here. You can play in my team. You can play in the style and the system. There's one or two there. For instance, I think a lot of eyebrows will be raised if Dowell starts tonight. Everybody thought he was in his road out, but Russell Martin seems to like what he's seen just now. I think he's worked with him before as well. The lineup tonight, the starting 11, will be very interesting. I know that he's got one or two players that he's already come out and said they're not up to speed yet, but whoever he picks tonight, they've got to go and do the business for him.
0141-951-1025. Rangers fans, it's pretty simple for you. Let us know who should play in this game tonight. I think we'll probably get the team news in around 25 minutes time. So until then, you can be the manager. You can let us know who should be in that starting lineup for Rangers. Maybe you're on your way to the game. We want to hear from you as well. 0141-951-1025. We will go to the phones shortly, but let's go live to Ibrox. First of all, we'll get a taster of things from Gabriel Antoniazzi.
Yes, good evening, Andrew, from Ibrox. The sun might be about to set here, but it is the start of a new dawn here in Govan. The 49ers are now in charge, and Russell Martin is about to take his first match at the helm of the club. And there's been plenty of change on the pitch as well. Seven new faces have been brought in so far this summer, and we're expecting several more to come as well. Many have left the club, but some big names have stayed, including Cyril Dessers and Hans Eggermann. At the moment, of course, they've both been interested by several moves abroad. We're not expecting them to start tonight, but they could be involved in some aspect, given their importance to the team's attack. And another huge player who is still at the club, of course, is James Taverner. He recently reached a decade here at Ibrox. What an achievement that is for the captain. 513 games for the club, 130 goals from right back. And how big a role will he play under Russell Martin? That is a question so many people are asking, and perhaps we'll find out a little bit about that with a taster this evening. Now, Russell Martin has only had 4 weeks to train with his players before this huge match, and we've heard a lot about this new style of play. I spoke to James Taverner yesterday. He said the brand of football we're going to see on the pitch is like nothing any fans have seen here before. It's something completely brand new, but it's going to take time to get across, and that's the question. How long will it take, and how long will Rangers fans wait. There's just been one friendly in front of supporters as well, the 2-2 draw with Club Brugge a few weeks ago. There's been some bounce games, but will it be enough to get up to full speed? The Champions League proper has only been reached once in the past 14 years by Rangers, Andrew, although they have almost always impressed on the continent with some stunning runs in the Europa League since their return to the big time. Now, the new chairman, Andrew Kavanagh, was just down on the pitch in front of me there with several other key American investors at the club. He said that the Champions League is not crucial, but it is a bonus. It's not been accounted for, but of course, it's what every club wants. How much the fans would love to be rubbing shoulders with the big boys once again. Would love to do the same. Panathinaikos are ranked 60 places below Rangers by UEFA, but they are no mugs, as the saying goes. They've not been in the Champions League for 15 years themselves. They're desperate to get back in the big time. They finished runners-up in the Greek Super League last campaign, and they've been at this stage of Champions League qualifying several times over recent years. So a really interesting tie, Andrew. Rangers will want to take something over to Athens in 8 days' time, and I'll bring you the team news when it comes at about 6:30.
Yeah, we'll go back to Gabriel in just over 20 minutes' time, but for now it is over to you. 01419511025. Liam is a Rangers fan in Kirkmuir Hill. Liam, how are you feeling about this game tonight?
To be honest, I'm a wee bit nervous.
What's making you nervous?
Just don't think Russell Martin's got the pedigree what it takes to become a Rangers manager, to be honest with you, but here we are. I think it's wrong what happened to Philippe Clement.
You don't think he should have been sacked? No?
Nah, no, in my opinion. I don't think enough damage was done to warrant him getting the sack, but we'll just need to, I hope we go through the night, but we'll just need to wait and see. What's your guys' opinion on this?
I'm not too sure, Liam, but I don't think you'd get a lot of backing with that statement about Clement. I think his time was up. I think some of his results, especially, you can't, I know it was a one-off, but you cannot be a Rangers manager and lose to Queen's Park. And I'm not being disrespectful to Queen's Park, Ibrox, it should never happen. he lost the faith of the fans and Rangers had to move on. Obviously, Barry Ferguson came in, steadied the ship a little bit. The Rangers man in the dugout with his coaching staff, which everybody wanted, kept everybody together to the end of the season. And Rangers went down the route now that they feel that Russell Martin is the guy to take them forward. Now, I don't know what Russell Martin's going to bring. I hear James Tavernier talking about this, the new wonderful style of football that we've not seen before. I'm excited to see that. I'm sure every Rangers fan is as well. The only thing I will say is, with a new manager, with new signings and the backing that he's getting, I think it's only fair to give him every opportunity. I think you've got to judge him what happens throughout the season. I don't think you judge him before a ball's even kicked in earnest. We'll see tonight what his plan is, his tactics, his formations, his style of football, who he plays. So I think, to be fair to him, right now, the Rangers board believe he's the man to take them forward. He's the man to, you know, go on and try and challenge Celtic next season. So we've got to give him every opportunity. We cannot judge him just now because there's not been a ball kicked in earnest.
Have you sort of lost all hope already, Liam? Are you willing to give the new regime, the new manager, a chance and see how it unfolds tonight?
I'm willing to give him a chance, but I'm willing to give him a chance, aye.
What is it about his track record that doesn't impress you, that you don't think he has what it takes?
I just don't think he was up to much at all at his previous jobs. I mean, look, I know Southampton's in the Premier League, but the way that they got papped out that league was just unbelievable.
Yeah, but you've got to be fair to him. He started off Swansea, played
MK Dons, then Swansea.
Yeah, played some really terrific football, went to Southampton. His aim was to get them into the Premier League. He achieved that. I think he's probably learned because he went into the Premier League. He's stuck by his methods of this total football and probably didn't have the quality player to play in a Premier League. And obviously the results were really poor. So I wouldn't just judge him on Southampton being in the Premier League. It's a massive step up, not just for the club, for players, but for the manager as well. And unfortunately, it didn't go right for him. But Rangers board seem to believe this is a guy going forward, is the right guy. He's got all the credentials that they were looking for. This style of football, I'm desperate. You know, James Tavernier, a captain that's been at Ibrox a long time, played under a lot of managers. managers and a lot of different sort of a styles, coaching styles, whatever it may be. He's excited with what Russell Martin has brought. But the proof will be in the pudding when they get out on the pitch and produce it.
Barry Ferguson steadied the ship and all, but that was a shambles.
Yeah, look, Barry steadied...
He's a serial loser, Tavernier, and I can't even believe that he's making it into this season, you know?
Well, it's interesting that every manager throughout his career has always kept him as a manager and always played him. And, well, we don't know. I think he'll play tonight and I think he'll captain the side. Now, I know there's a lot of Rangers fans out there, you know, come on this show constantly and say Tavernier's never a Rangers captain. I think Tavernier's been absolutely brilliant for Rangers since he came in. Yes, he's had his moments, I'll give him that, but I think he's been very good for Rangers. Yeah, look at his assists, look at his goals, look at everything.
Where's the trophies, but Dazzler?
Listen, mate, you can't just put that on one player like Tavernier. What about the rest of the squad? What about the managers that pick the formations and the tactics? You can't just lump everything on James Tavernier. You know,
a lot of the time James Tavernier's been at Rangers that the overall squad just hasn't been as good as Celtic's, Liam. Is that a fair argument?
That's a fair argument, you're right.
So, it'll be interesting. Look, Tavernier's sort of come out there, he's backed this manager up, he's spoken about the new style of football. I think anybody going along to Ibrox tonight, I think you've got to be excited, you've got to sit back, I think you've got to give them every opportunity to see what he's going to bring. I think he'll add to his squad, he's already sort of a hinting at that he'll look different in 2 or 3 weeks. So he'll have a good look at his squad tonight. As I said earlier, and people think you're criticising, we've not had a great chance to see exactly what he's doing because everything's been done probably closed doors and training grounds and everything. Like, he's prepared all his work in that sort of a way. Some people agree with it, some people disagree with it, but everything will be brought to the head tonight when we see Rangers in action at Ibrox in front of a full crowd, because it's okay in the training ground. When you walk out onto that pitch and there's 49,000 plus demanding you put in a performance and get a result, it's completely different from playing behind closed doors. So it's up to the manager to see what players can go out there and produce for him.
Well, thank you to that Liam. Let's speak to another Liam. This one is in Lark Hall. Are you feeling any more confident, Liam?
Hello,
Liam.
First of all, before we get started, that absolute donkey on before me, Clement should still have his job. He should still have his job! I mean, where's the justice behind that? How can you get beat off at Queen's Park Rangers and still have your job? How? Tell me how, Dazzler! Tell me!
I've already told Liam number one that I didn't think Clement should have stayed in his role at Ibrox, and it showed you that the Rangers fans didn't buy into him, I don't think. Near his end of his reign at Ibrox, I think the fans were desperate to get him out. They needed something else in there. They've got that now. They've got Russell Martin in. And as I said earlier, the new leadership has backed him. He's brought in some players. He'll probably bring in more than that to that squad. I think the big thing for Rangers just now, a bit concerned about the fact that I think he needs to get rid of some dead wood. I think that's a difficult job just now for him. But all his concentration tonight has got to be in this home tie.
Yeah, I think we'll leave Liam to calm down a bit. He's quite a bit hot-headed there. We will get another call lined up, 0141 951 1025. In the meantime, why don't we hear from Russell Martin heading into this game? He believes tonight's opponents will pose a stern test, but believes his side can deliver.
They're a team that know each other well. They have some very talented players. They have some real strengths. But I think so do we. So I think the focus has been about us and trying to be better and awareness of the opposition. And we always will. But we haven't spent 4 weeks preparing for one game. We have a long season ahead of us. So definitely that over the last week, there's been more finer detail around what this game's going to require physically, tactically, emotionally. And we have to try and control as much of all of that as we possibly can and be the team we want to be. I think that's the challenge. Whatever the situation of the game is, we have to be the team we want to be, and it's exciting.
Yeah, it will be interesting to have a look at that starting lineup. If we sort of go from back to front, goalkeeping options, Liam Kelly, Jack Butland? Is there an obvious choice
I think he'll be back to Jack Butland? Yeah, I think so. I think he'll go. But we don't really know, Andrew, because we don't, we've not been seeing what's going on. Okay, he's had a lot of closed door games. He's worked on, he's talking there about his 4 week preparation. And that's, you know, getting bigger and better as he's going on. So we don't know who's really performing well. But I think if you're going to go for your first game tonight, you look at the two goalkeepers. I know Butland didn't have the best of seasons, but I think overall you would say that Butland is probably the better of the goalkeepers, and I would probably go with him tonight.
A lot of discussion when Max Aarons came in about, you know, him rivaling James Tavernier, who would play out of the two of them. From Rangers pre-season, certainly the behind closed door reports that it does look as if Max Aarons is going to be the left back today. It then poses the question, you know, is that a long-term option for Russell Martin? Is that what he was brought in to do? Or is that just a problem area that still needs to be addressed?
Well, it'll be interesting to see if he plays on the left back tonight. But what it does is it probably gives James Tavernier that little bit of competition that he's not really had. You know, they brought Sterling in and you were thinking he's got to play right back. He played in nearly every position apart from right back. Tavernier's seen them all off. He'll know there's a threat now because obviously Chesney in the left-hand side, a lot of Rangers fans like this lad. You know, it wasn't that long ago there were rumours going about that Chelsea were looking at him and, you know, he was getting a bit of a reputation for himself. So there's a little bit of competition there now, and I think that's what Russell Martin's tried to achieve. He's trying to put players on their toes and saying, well, look, you're not guaranteed a jersey here. You've got to go out and produce your goods. If you don't, there's somebody waiting to come in and take your place.
Alan is a Rangers fan in Drumchapel. How would you like to see Rangers line up tonight, Alan?
I just want to put this, Pat. I would like to see Dezels and Eakerman up front together. Because I don't see them.
I think the problem there, Alan, is that Russell Martin said neither of them are fit to start this game. Yeah. Whether they play at all, we're not sure, but it doesn't look as if either will be ready to start tonight's game.
Well, even if they get brought on as subs, I would like to see the two of them playing together and having some of the new boys behind them, because Eakerman and Dezels know the team and helps, like, could help some of the new boys in.
You just wonder if everybody's fit tonight. And that is an important game. I know that Rangers are coming out and they're giving this, well, it's not that, it's not crucial, because probably for Rangers this season, it's all about the league. It's all about the league campaign. But obviously the Champions League, that's where the money is. So it's crucial to earn money. So to go off to a good start tonight, if the three of them were fit, and I know that Russell Martin's been very complimentary of Danilo, in the close season, the pre-season training, I would probably say that Dessers would have started. Whether the two of them will be on the bench tonight depends where they are in their fitness. I would be surprised if especially Dessers wasn't on the bench, because if you're looking for a goal, he's the man that finished top goal scorer last year. The season before that, he scored 20 plus as well. So he scored in Europe. So you know that he can get you a chance, he can get you a goal. Yes, you criticise him for the amount he misses. A lot of Rangers fans do. But I think it's a massive night for Danilo. I really do. He went right back to the pecking order. Yes, you can say that he'd one or two wee injuries. He sort of flirted out in and out the team. Didn't really impress that well. Apparently, he's had a good pre-season under his belt. In the closed-door games and everything like that, he's been... They're saying he's been very, very good indeed, but he's now got to take it onto the pitch and he's got to show these Rangers fans, listen, I am a good signing, I'm here to play and I'm here to be the number one striker. So he's probably got to get an opportunity tonight, so it's up to him to go and grasp that.
Who out of the new signings are you most excited to see, Alan?
I'm not too sure. I don't know. It's quite a hard pick, actually. I don't have a favourite.
That's the thing, it will be hard for Rangers fans to have a favourite at the moment, because as we mentioned earlier, a lot of the work has been done behind closed doors. There was obviously criticism of that we had on the phones last week, but Panathinaikos will probably go into the game not really knowing a whole lot of what to expect from Rangers and their new signings and how they're going to set up.
Yeah, and we're sitting here playing the guessing game. You know, we don't really know the lineup. We'll get it, obviously, from Gabs, from Ibrox soon. We don't know what Russell Martin's first 11 is going to be. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see the formation. People are talking about, you know, Dowell playing in the front line. It'll be interesting how that operates. Will that be a case of sort of a playing into out, mostly in near roundabout Danilo, but also can go out and support the fullback? So it'll be interesting to see. As I say, I keep going back to the Tavernier statements about this brand of football that nobody's seen. That really interests me, and I think it must really interest Rangers fans, because I'd be excited saying, right, okay, I want to go and see this. Let's see this on the pitch. We've not been able to see it, Andrew, because obviously they'd only won one game, and that was at Ibrox against Bruges. So it'll be interesting to see. He's worked on it for, what, 4 weeks now? So everything will be down to tonight. Let's see what Rangers have got to produce.
Well, thank you to Alan, 0141 951 1025, if you've got any thoughts to add to those that we've already heard. But it's time to play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
It is the last week of the Beat the Pundit Summer League. Gordon DL, you have played 12, you've won 6, and you've lost 6. So you've got a chance this week, tonight and on Thursday, to try and get yourself a decent positive record. But you at home could spoil that for him as well. If you think you can beat Gordon DL at Beat the Pundit, ring 0141 951 1025 now.
Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL here with me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We are a few minutes away from getting team news at Ibrox between Rangers and Panathinaikos. Russell Martin's first game in charge. So if you want to be the first to react to that team news, give us a call, 0141 951 1025. But let's play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Gordon DL, you are up against Darren tonight, and it says on my screen that Darren is in Tenerife. Is that right, Darren?
Oh. Darren?
Hi, guys. How are you?
All hello. Good.
Whereabouts in Tenerife are you, Darren?
I'm in Costa Adeje just now, but I'm going to go and meet my friend for the Rangers game.
All right. I was there about a month ago. Lovely.
Is the wreckage still there, Darren?
Yeah, Gordon, me and you would have a good time over here.
Don't you worry, mate. I had a good time over there.
Right, I'm straight away just going to put some greatest hits radio in the ear of Gordon DL, so we don't need to hear any of his Tenerife stories, and so that I don't have to fade his mic down in case something goes awry. Right, Darren, have you played before?
No, but I've listened for years.
Good stuff. Right, 30 seconds on the clock for you, Darren, to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass as well. Is that all good?
Yeah, good.
Let's do it. Who scored Rangers' third goal in their Europa League semi-final win against Leipzig?
Oh, pass.
How many Scottish League titles have Celtic won?
55.
Name either of the objects featured on Falkirk's badge.
Pass.
At which stadium would you find the George Fox stand?
Oh, pass.
True or false, Andy Halliday played more games in English football than at Rangers?
True.
Okay, we will bring Gordon DL back in. Can you hear us, Gordon?
Yes.
30 seconds on the clock for Gordon DL. Let's go. Who scored Rangers' third goal in their Europa League semi-final win against Leipzig?
Desert.
How many Scottish League titles have Celtic won?
League titles?
Yep.
56.
Name either of the objects featured on Falkirk's badge.
Stirling Castle.
At which stadium would you find the George Fox stand?
Dundee United.
True or false, Andy Halliday played more games in English football than at Rangers?
True.
How many times has Graham Shinney won the Scottish Cup?
Twice.
How do you think that went, Darren?
I think you gave him a couple more seconds than me. That's the truth.
The timing is always the same. It's just how quickly you answer. That's
that
all.
Badge,
that's
all. That badge one.
That's all. That's all. Right.
How can it be Stirling Castle?
Yeah, I mean, Stirling Castle was an utterly ridiculous, answer.
I couldn't think.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Who scored Rangers' third goal in the Europa League semi-final win against Leipzig? Darren passed it. Your answer wasn't very good. You went for Cyril Dessers, who wasn't even at the club at the time. John Lundstrom is the answer to that question.
I wouldn't have got that anyway. Dessers was a better shout.
No, it wasn't, because it was wrong. How many Scottish League titles have Celtic won? You went for 56. Darren went for 55. It's 55. So it goes 1-0 to Darren. Name either of the objects featured on Falkirk's badge.
Don't know.
Stirling Castle is not one of them, unsurprisingly.
I'm trying to think of the badge. Is it a cannon?
There's a football.
A football, yeah. There's a football on it, yeah. And there's a steeple on it. Right. I mean, football was a pretty... Darren didn't get it.
Darren, you didn't get it. Shut up. You didn't get it. You eat all.
He didn't get it at the time, I will say that.
I need
so
to come back here.
1-0 to Darren. At which stadium would you find the George Fox stand? Darren passed that.
Is it Dundee or Dundee United?
You went for Dundee United.
Yeah.
It is Dundee United, 1-1. Was that a 50-50 for you?
No, there? I knew that.
Yeah?
Yeah,
it was a 50-50 for you, wasn't it?
No, Foxy's up at Tannaday.
True or false, Andy Halliday played more games in English football than at Rangers. You both went for true. Uh-huh. He played, what was that, 100 games in, was it 100 games for Rangers?
Did he?
And 105 in English football, so it was false. You both got it wrong.
How? He played more games in England.
Sorry, it's false. He played 105. Yeah.
Are you okay?
The answer's false. You both said true.
Yeah. Right.
Hold on. How many games did he play for Rangers?
Andy Halliday played 105 games for Rangers.
And how many games?
100 in English football.
All right. So you turned it around. Okay.
So, yeah. Sorry. Okay. That was my bad. Either way, the answer was false. You both got it wrong.
I bet he better get Shinny right, because if he doesn't, I'll be 2-1.
Well, Gordon Deal, you got one question more. Oh,
victory. 2-1.
You were slightly quicker.
You got an extra
5-6. 2-1, mate. See you, Darren. Go and enjoy your beer.
How many times has Graham Shinney won the Scottish Cup?
Look, it's up already.
And it's on the live stream. It's been ruined already. The answer is twice. Yeah. Gordon DL wins 2-1. Unlucky, Darren.
There he is.
Ah, Dazza. Unlucky, son. Go and get yourself a wee beer and tell him to put it in my tap. Because you're not getting a ball.
Don't worry about that.
Darren, I'll tell you what, Darren's the real winner, because he gets to go and sit in the sunshine for the rest of the night. And we are sitting in the studio. But we're all safe in the knowledge that Stirling Castle is not on Falkirk's badge.
I cannot believe why
badge.
I came out with that.
That's one of the worst answers. That's one of the worst answers.
I've got to say, I'm a bit disappointed with that myself. I just thought if Falkirk's through that way, where's Stirling? I knew. But... that's what it is. It's a 2-1 victory. Once again, 3 points in the bag.
Anyway, get your calls in 01419511025. I think we can go back to Ibrox and get the team news from Gabriel Antoniazzi.
Yes, Andrew, we've got the first starting 11 of the Russell Martin era. There are three full debutants, Aarons and Rothwell, and three more on the bench as well. That's the scale of the overhaul here at Ibrox. Kieran Dowell comes in from the cold to start, and 18-year-old Finlay Curtis is also in the 11. Cyril Dessers and Hamza Igaman are amongst the substitutes amidst heavy transfer speculation. So the 11 is as follows. It's Jack Butland in goal, a defence of James Tavernier, John Suter, Nasser Jigger and Max Aarons. Joe Rothwell will play behind Nico Raskin and Mohamed Diamande. Kieran Dowell and Finlay Curtis will support Danilo, who leads the line. The substitutes are Kelly, Cortez, Barron, Dessers, Bayrami, Cameron, Jefty, Gassama, Igaman, Fernandez, Rice and Gentles. The £3 million signing Tello Asgard is injured, so is not in the match day squad, Andrew. Now, we've heard plenty of talk about Russell Martin's philosophy, but now is the time to put it to practice. He's only had 4 weeks with his players, but he needs to hit the ground running. Those are the demands at a club of this size and in a competition of this magnitude. A trip to Athens next week awaits, but can Rangers be in control? That's the question. A Servette or Victoria Pilsen are potential opponents in the third round of the Champions League, and that is certainly winnable. And victory in this tie would also guarantee, at a minimum, Europa League football until January. So 66 days after their dismal campaign ended in May, Rangers are back with new owners, new players, a new manager, and perhaps a new identity. They're back with vigour and a renewed hope that's not been seen here for some time. Kickoff, Andrew, is just over an hour away.
Well, Rangers fans, what do you make of it? The first lineup of Russell Martin's era. 0141 951 1025. Some interesting calls there. Kieran Dowell starts. Mm. Danilo starts. 18-year-old Finlay Curtis in from the start as well. I think it is the front line really that stands out, isn't it, from that team, Gordon?
Yeah, it looks to me that obviously the style of football, they're not going to play Dowell and Curtis's wide players on the touchline. So their width's going to come from the two fullbacks, Andrew. I think Dowell will play just in off Danilo with Curtis as well. They're basically midfield players, they're not wide men. So that's not a 4-3-3, not by any stretch of imagination. So the sort of a width have to come from Arns and Tavernier down the flanks. It looks pretty compact in the middle of the park. Be interesting to see Rothwell in there. We've got Raskin, who was absolutely brilliant at the end of last season as well. Diamandi, big favourite now, has come on to a game in the Rangers strip. It looks a strong, compact middle of the park. It's if they can get chances to Danilo and see if he can take them. But I think it looks like a very pretty strong team. Bit surprised, if I'm honest, about Dowell. I think Finlay Curtis has showed up well in the pre-season games, apparently. We've seen him getting his goal against Bruges. So that's a big boost for him to go out there and grab that opportunity once again under a new manager. So it just shows you how things change. But it'll be interesting to see what the Rangers fans think of that lineup.
Yeah, 01419511025. Butland getting the call over Liam Kelly. I mean, Liam Kelly obviously ended last season as the number one. I think generally the train of thought is that Liam Kelly is more comfortable with the ball at his feet than Jack Butland is. That is, you know, certainly going to be a big feature of Russell Martin's play. Why do you think, you know, Butland's in there? Do you think overall Russell Martin must see him as the better goalkeeper, or how much is there to consider between the two?
Look, not a lot. You make a good case here for Liam Kelly. He is very good with the ball at his feet. I think that's the way, according to what we hear, the reports, that the way that Russell Martin wants to play. So you wouldn't have been surprised tonight, especially at home. He would have played Kelly, but I think if you sum it up with the two goalkeepers, if you put them together on their form, if they both are on form, Jack Butland's a better goalkeeper, and I think a lot of people will agree. Yes, he went off the boil a little bit last year, he didn't have the greatest of seasons, but before that he was excellent. It's a new season now, he's working under a new manager. Be interesting to see tonight that if he does come out and is involved more with the ball at his feet. Maybe they've been working, they're talking about working this since the Russell Martin's come into the building, working in different things. His coaching staff may be working on Butland, you know, with the ball at his feet, being more comfortable, getting him used to it. This is the way we're going to play. If you're going to be our number one, you've got to be able to handle this. So it'll be interesting tonight to see how that develops.
Well, Rangers fans, let's hear from you. The headlines from Russell Martin's first starting lineup: Butland is in goal. You look at that back line, Nasser Jiga and Max Aarons both getting starts as well. The same for new signing Joe Rothwell. And it's the front three of Kieran Dowell, Finlay Curtis and Danilo. Let us know what you think. 01419511025.
01419511025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Gordon DL here with me, Andrew McLean, in the studio. We're building up to Russell Martin's first competitive game in charge of Rangers. We brought you the team news just before the break. Butland in goal tonight. The back four, Tavernier, Suter, Jiga and Aarons. And then the midfield three, Rothwell, Raskin and Diamandi, with Kieran Dowell and Finlay Curtis either side of Danilo. Let's speak to John, who's a Rangers fan in Maryhill. John, what are you making of that lineup?
How you doing, Paul?
All good.
Hi, John.
Good, good. I'm just a bit concerned. It looks more like a defensive kind of midfield that Russell Martin's bringing. I would like to have seen maybe Barami in midfield to obviously try and bolster the attack a bit more. Just wondering what you guys think of that.
Yeah, I was saying in the break there to Andrew, it looks a solid sort of a five in there. It'll be interesting to see the rotations, because Dowell and Curtis for me will not play as wide players. I think they'll just play off Danilo. In behind them, Diamandi and Raskin, who I thought was excellent at the end of the season, making late runs in, getting a few goals. They must be, in the 4 weeks, been working on these rotations, especially leading up to this game. Probably last week they'd have done a lot of work on the training ground. It looks like there's no natural width in the front areas. I think Curtis and Dowell will be asked to play what you call in to out. There'll be times when they have to go out there and, you know, support Tavernier. And
do you think that's more to do with philosophy, or do you think that's more to do with just lack of options that Russell Martin has available?
Honestly, I think it'd be personnel. But I'll be interesting to see if this is the way he's going to go. Obviously, you look at where the width's coming from. I touched on it earlier. It must come from Tavernier and Aaron's coming down the flanks. They'll get the licence to go because they've obviously got a lot of midfield players there that can sit in and cover for them if they get caught up the pitch. But look, we keep hearing it from Tavernier. We keep hearing it from people inside Ibrox, and people have now looked at how Russell Martin's going about his business. They're talking about this new brand of football. It'll be interesting to see how he makes this work tonight. I think it'll be really, if you're a Rangers fan going along to Ibrox tonight or watching on TV or whatever it may be, I think it'll be exciting to see how these rotations work.
I think after the takeover, a new manager coming in as well, John, if you'd said to Rangers fans they'd be going into the first competitive game of the new season with a front three of Kieran Dill, Finlay Curtis and Danilo, there may be some concerns. How do you see that working out tonight?
Definitely. Obviously, when the 49ers were in the midst of taking over, and like we heard the transfers that was coming out, we were getting linked to this person and that person, you're a bit excited, you know what I mean? You didn't think, obviously, Kieran Dill, Curtis and Danilo were going to be the front three starting for the Champions League qualifiers. I mean, we were looking for a lot better, but we just need to wait and see how it turns out. But I just hope, like I said, I hope he's not holding it for maybe a draw.
Well, the good thing I'll say, John, is if you look at the bench there, he's got good options to change it. You know, he's got Cortez there, for instance. Dessers is there. Igaman's there. So he's got options to change that system. He's got options to change the way they're going to play. So his bench looks quite strong tonight. That'll be interesting how he's going to use that. I totally agree. I don't think any Rangers fan at the end of the season, if you'd have given them 10 guesses each and you named the front three, I don't think them would have got it. But listen, the manager believes this is the best system, the best players just now, probably the ones that are at the peak of their fitness. I think if Dessers had more minutes in his legs and been a bit sharp and a bit fitter, I think Dessers would have started, because I think he's probably the best goal scorer in the building. He showed that over the last two seasons. But look, it's a great opportunity for Danilo. Danilo can go out and really kick off his Rangers career tonight with a good performance and maybe grabbing a goal or two.
Yeah, Russell Martin said towards the end of his press conference, John, yesterday, that, you know, he feels there are some players that maybe haven't been given the chance to show their best at Rangers and may well surprise supporters going forward. Does that give you a bit of faith that guys like Danilo and Kieran Dowell, who haven't had the best time of at Ibrox, could well prove people wrong?
I mean, to be honest with Danilo, when we first brought him in, obviously the last two seasons, he's been hampered with injuries and things like that, do you know what I mean? So he's not really had the chance to go out and show the fans what he's capable of doing. But I do believe that there's a player there, Danilo. I think he can be a good goal scorer for us.
Well, thank you to John, 01419511025. Let's speak to Billy, who's in Toll Cross. Billy, how are you feeling about tonight after seeing that team?
Trying to keep the rest of my hair on my head. I mean, I've been turning it out all the way along Nelson Street. I'm not sure. Gordon was saying that, I mean, he's got a strong bench. He's got a stronger bench than he has front five, in my opinion.
Front five? You're looking at Diamandé and Raskin in that front five.
Obviously, Raskin and Diamandé they're just no-brainers, you know what I mean? They've got to be there.
Right, so it's the front three we're looking at, Billy, if we're honest,
and, really. And also, why play a right-footed player at left-back when you've got Jeffrey, who's a decent attacking left-back?
I mean, does that maybe show what Russell Martin thinks of Jeffrey, potentially? Rud van Nijlman's left out the squad altogether, Gordon. The fact that he's going for Max Aarons above Jeffrey, I mean, as I say, it could be one of two things. Maybe that was the long-term plan all along, and maybe that's why he's been brought in, or maybe he was brought in to play at right-back and Russell Martin's maybe not been impressed with the options he has at left-back and is doing it because of circumstance.
If I'm honest, I sort of agree with Billy in this one. I don't agree with the weak midfield five. I think Jeff, the left back's been good. Sometimes his defending comes into question, right? But he's young. But I tell you, he gets up and down the pitch. I think he's got a good left foot on him. I think he can deliver. I think it's a case of Aaron's coming in there. I think that if Tavernier wasn't fit or whatever, it'd be an easy choice for him. He'd put him in on the right back. But he's like most Rangers managers, and some Rangers supporters might not like it. Everyone seems to favour Tavernier at right back and still keep him as captain. So it may be just a case of saying, right, we've worked on this. Aaron's is going to be the left back tonight. I'm surprised at that. I would have rather had Chefty in there to see, and then the question would be, are you going to play Tavernier, or are you going to play Aaron's at right back? But it's Russell Martin's big call tonight, and he's went with a big call because I think a lot of Rangers fans also will be looking not at young Finlay Curtis, because I love to see young players getting an opportunity. I think the boy's working very hard, but I think a lot of players, the question mark will be under Dow.
Are you looking forward to seeing some of the new players in action? Only three of them starting tonight, Billy. I know some of that is down to circumstance, but Nasser Jigga, Joe Rothwell, do you think, or are you hopeful that they can make an impact?
I would like to think they would make an impact. A bit, I mean, trepidation with Kieran Dowell. I mean, for what we've seen, I mean, he was fit for the past couple of seasons, you know what I mean, and showed virtually nothing. Danilo's had, he's had injuries over his past 2 years, you know what I mean, so he's basically starting afresh, in my opinion. And I think he'll turn out to be a cracking goal scorer. But it's just, I don't like putting square pegs into round holes, putting right footed players into a left back position. That's not the way I would go for it anyway, but I hope Russell Martin's right.
Yeah, on Kieran Dowell, Billy makes that point that, you know, he's been at Rangers for quite a while now and has yet to prove himself. He did have that loan spell at Birmingham City, by all accounts, played quite well there. I know the caveat there is that Birmingham were in League One. But clearly Russell Martin must see something in him. There may be a chance that he's playing out of circumstance because there aren't options there, but he's played quite a lot of pre-season. I think Russell Martin has spoken, you know, relatively highly of him. It will be interesting to see if he is utilised differently by Russell Martin, if he can maybe bring something out of him that hasn't been, you know, seen before.
Yeah, we don't know. It was a massive surprise for me to see him in the starting lineup tonight. But as Russell Martin said, he says there's a lot of players there that probably underachieved when they're being at Rangers. Dowell went out on loan, might have done him the world of good. He's come back. He's obviously impressed in the closed door games, Andrew. Let's not be kidded here. Would they have started tonight if everybody in the squad was fit? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't think he would have. But once again, like Danilo, it's a good opportunity for him because this is his first game at Ibrox under a new manager. So it's up to him to go and impress the manager. And it'll be interesting. And also, he's got to go and impress the Rangers fans, because the Rangers fans thought that he would not be Rangers this season, never mind starting the first game tonight in an important game. So it's up to him to go and produce tonight.
Billy, do you think Rangers can get the win tonight, or is it more about staying in the tie going into next week?
Well, in all honesty, Russell Martin's philosophy is attacking football, you know what I mean, but it doesn't look like an attacking team, and it's a game I could see is either winning 2-0 or getting beat 2-0.
Yeah, I agree with
the former.
Well, I agree with the attacking side of it. There's a lot of sort of what you call midfield players in there. There's not really a great deal of pace in the wide areas that getting in behind defences would really hurt them. I think if I'm the opposition tonight, I'm playing a very high line. I'm pushing right up because that pace does not worry me, getting in behind. So it'll be interesting tactically. But look, he's picked his starting 11. This is his first one. And I think that everybody's got to give him the opportunity to show what he can do.
First impressions big as well for Russell Martin at Ibrox in front of a packed out home crowd.
Yeah, I think, listen, your Rangers manager, expectations, it doesn't matter about bedding and honeymoon. Rangers fans are going along to Ibrox tonight to see a good performance, a good style of football, and especially a win.
Well, thank you to Billy on the line. Thank you for all your calls tonight, listening in at home, watching on the live stream, getting involved on social media as well. Thanks to Gordon DL in the studio. I'll be back tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. I'll be in the studio with Scott Allen, and make sure to join us, because whatever happens at Ibrox tonight, we'll be reflecting on it, we'll be looking back, we'll be listening to the thoughts of Russell Martin, and more importantly, we'll be getting your thoughts at home as well. But stick around tonight, because it's Callum Gallagher that's up next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Call Robert Vehicle Accident Repair. The VAR call you can rely on.